Some Reposado tequilas try to impress you with a heavy oak. What if I told you this one leans into agave and still delivers an incredible oaky flavor? Today, we're talking about Manuscrito Chapter 3 Reposado. And I just got to experience this distillery a few days ago and got to spend some amazing time with Jake, his wife Megan, and with Oscar Vasquez, the master distiller. And today, we're going to jump into this one a little bit. My wife, Tony, and I actually spent the day at the distillery recently. El Sabino is an amazing place. The giant agave fields, the way that it sets down on the side of this hill. When you go up to the agave fields, you can stand up there and watch the sunset over nothing but agave. And I got to say, not only is it beautiful, but it's also incredibly magical to see this agave plant that is such a part of our lives with the tequila that we drink and the friends that we have and watch the beautiful sunset over it. Just lets you know that nature is in control of this and it's really an incredible place to visit. So if you get the chance, definitely go out there. Spending the time in the distillery really let me understand the production behind this tequila and why it tastes like it does when you get it in the glass. So let's talk about the production method a little bit. This is 100% Blue Weber agave made by master distiller Oscar Vasquez Camarena. These agaves are all singles estate, maturely grown. They're on the fields owned by Roberto Lopez. The method they are using for cooking is stone oven. They have a couple 20-ton stone ovens there. For crushing, they're using a mechanical roller mill. And then for fermentation, they're doing open, wild fermentation. And a 25% of the fermentation is malolactic. The rest is just your normal fermentation method. They blend that together. And they're doing twice distilled in pot stills. One distillation in full copper. The other is a stainless steel with copper coil. And the water they're using is a deep well water. So you get the minerality of Jesus Maria and the highlands of Jalisco. Then this is going to be aged for 3 to 4 months in ex-Chardonnay French oak barrels. That's not your typical. You know, most people are using white oak bourbon barrels or ex-whiskey barrels. These guys are using some French oak and some Chardonnay. And me personally love the profile of tequilas aged in oak. So let's get this one in the glass. I have been drinking this quite a bit. Jake was here at the house not too long ago. We got to drink it here. And I also got to drink this at the Slingshot meeting where the notorious Reese's Pieces comment came from. So let's dive into the nose of this one. I get a really nice cooked agave. I get this really honey sweetness. But I have to say, because it's in my brain, I get a little bit of a peanut butter chocolate note. So almost like Reese's Pieces. And I will say this time, it's not as just prevalent as what it was the first night that we did this. To me, now that it's in my brain, I think that's why I pick it up. There is also a really nice citrus note. And you know, that note that I'm coming up with really could be a couple of different things coming together. And that's my brain picking it up. So it's not anything fake smelling. It's not anything artificial. It's just a note that I pick up that I have in my brain. So there's a nice chocolatey note or cocoa note to it as well. Let's take a taste. Okay, for this one, for me, great cooked agave, a really nice sweetness. That French barrel, that French Chardonnay, I get the oak taste and I get almost like a tannic wine note, I guess is how you'd say it. So it's a lighter oak flavor for me, but it's really there. There's a lot of baking spices and cinnamon. The French oak influence to me doesn't give it that whiskey or bourbon. It gives it just a nice woody, oaky note without having like that musty bourbon note. That every time I taste this, I'm just blown away about how amazing it is. The finish is really nice. It's long. It's agave. It's woody. It's citrus. And it's a what feels like a vegetal heat because to me, it kind of climbs in its heat. It's still got a nice pepperiness to it. Now, one thing I didn't mention, Chapter 3, their Reposado, is a little bit higher proof than your normal. This is a 42.5. So you are getting a little bit more alcohol with it, a little less water. And Oscar just knows how to make a great tequila with a great agave forward flavor. And he always has those cinnamon notes in the finish, which I really love. After meeting the people at this distillery and visiting it, now I really understand how the craft of this ends up in the glass. And I got to tell you, this tequila, to me, is quickly becoming one of my top tequilas. It's won a lot of my blinds, and it just always has a lot of great flavors every time I experience it. So if you're looking for a balanced tequila with just really craftsmanship, where the agave really shines through and you get just a hint of barrel, this is one that you should be checking out. If you've had Manuscrito, let me know in the comments. Let me know which one's your favorite out of all of them. And I got to tell you, they have some great things coming in the future. So I can't wait to share those with you. If you like these kind of videos, like, share, comment, all of those wonderful things. I appreciate you watching the videos. Cheers. Have a great tequila tonight.